Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for everyone in Mirasi, Shiyichyu, Cholanova Melem, Rashi Bestemai Sal Moshe Mordechai Nechavis Ruchem Tzvi, Cholam Vela Ruchem Tzvi Ben Eliyahu, Lili Nishmaso, Neshams Basi Esther Bas Zeb Dov, and the schus for Fuash and Lili Nishmas Rami Yaakov Shachna, for Fuash Rishai Ben Leir, Rami Yisuk Ben Eras Yosef Ben Chana, Rishi Tor Basil Ravita, and Tamar Bas Leham Mirim Tzashchol Yisrael. We are in Parshas Emor 23:2-3. Speak to the Jewish people and tell them the Moedim of Hashem, the holidays of Hashem. You should call them Mikrei Kodesh. These are my Moedim. 6 days you should work, on the seventh day rest. So call the holy. All Malachim that you shouldn't do. It's Shabbos in all of your dwelling places. So we have to understand. One, we are introducing the Moedim, and then we start with Shabbos. What does Shabbos have to do with the Moed? Shabbos is not a Moed. The Rashi in Pasuk Gimel brings to the Torah's Kohanim, what is the Shabbos doing by the Moedos? To tell you, if you're Mechal the Moedos, it's like you're Mechal Shabbos. If you're Kaim the Moedos, you're like Mechaim Shabbos from the Torah's Kohanim. But Lechor, this is a Drash, and we have to understand Pshat. The Kli Yoker discusses this, and see a Gevaldik of word in the Paradis Yosef, B'Shem HaKorov, V'Adayin Tzarech B'Yir. So we're going to go in the Derech. Amrein Rabbeinu, Agoyin Reb David Zetzal. The Gemara says in the Dorim, Adafayin Chesam Ad Aleph, Bava Basra, Kufchav Chesam Ad Aleph, and what it says earlier, what it says in Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Mem Dalit, Vaydaber Moshe Es Moadei Hashem Ovnei Yisrael Tani, Rabbi Yossi Reglili, Moadei Nemru, Eile Moadei Nemru, Vlo Nemru Hashem, Bespreish Yisimayim. So it says, Vaydaber Moshe Es Moadei Hashem Ovnei Yisrael, but Shabbos Bereishis is not mentioned. So the Gemara answers. So then it only says Moadei Hashem, and it doesn't say Shabbos Bereishis. So in that the Gemara says, wait a second. What does this mean? In other words, Shabbos is mentioned. That's our pasuk over here. That it says this pasuk that we just quoted is Chof Gimel Mem Dalet. What we have in Chof Gimel, we have in Chof Gimel, Beis and Gimel, we have Shabbos is mentioned. So the Gemara answers, what it means is that Moed Hashem Tzrichim Kiddush Beis, and Shabbos Beis Hashem Tzrichim Kiddush Beis Din. That the Moedim of Hashem, they require Kiddush Beis Din, whereas Shabbos Bereishis does not require Kiddush Beis Din. In other words, the Beis Din doesn't have to sanctify Shabbos. Shabbos is automatic. But for Moedim, you need Kiddush Beis Din. Kesal Kadai Techamina, Kerim Minyana de Moedos Ksiv. They buy Kiddush Beis Din Kamoedos. Kamoshman, you might have thought that since it's written in the Union of Moedos, it requires Kiddush Beis Din, like the Moedos. Kamash Melon, no Kiddush Beis Din is necessary. That's what he means when he says that it's only the Moedim and not Shabbos. Only the Moedim require Kiddush Beis Din and not Shabbos. So the Rashbam and the Ran explain over there that Moedei Hashem Tzrichim Kiddush Beis Din Shel Rosh Chodesh, in order to make the Moedim in the proper time, Asher Tikru Osam. Whereas Shabbos Bereishis is Shabbos without Kiddush Beis Din. Alechad b'Shabbos Kadesh Yeshvi. You don't need to be Mekadesh Sunday in order that Saturday should be Shabbos. We don't do any special Kiddush on Sunday. So the Chor, we have to understand. Rabbi Yossi HaGalili is referring to what it says in Pasuk Mem Gimel, where it says, in Pasuk Mem Dalet, where it says, Vaydaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem el Bnei Yisrael. That's the Pasuk that he's going on. As we see clearly from the Gemara, Vaydaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem el Bnei Yisrael. I'm reading it out of the Gemara. I have to thank my Mora Sarah from Kita Aleph, who taught me how to read, my most chashuv Rebbe, Mora Sarah, wherever you are, first grade when I had day school, 1977. So it says in my Gemara that it's bringing the pasuk over here in Mem Dalet that says Vaidaber Moshe Smadei Hashem El Bnei Yisrael, and there it doesn't say Asher Tikru Osam Mikrei Kodesh. It doesn't say anything about Kiddush Beis Din. Right? The Rishonim say that the distinction the Riyos Yigluli is making is between Moadim that require Kiddush Beis Din, Kaseh Asher Tikru Osam Mikrei Kodesh, and Shabbos, which doesn't require. Yeah, but Bechal doesn't even say it in the pasuk he quoted. Asher Tikru Osam Mikrei Kodesh is much earlier in the Perek. Perek Chof Gimel, pasuk Beis. So it's hard to say that that's what he meant. It's not a pasuk b'chalal lo muskal. Advarim advar hazek b'chalal lo muskal shem. Shetikru asam mikrei kodesh. V'lo medubar po al rosh chodesh, el al moadim atzmam. We're not talking about rosh chodesh. Talking about the moadim. Then we have a parsha of the Moadim here, and at the end of the parsha, as a summation, it says, "Vaydaber Moshe Smotei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael." Savrim Ranan Rabbanan Rabosai Brochat Hashem al Kenam al Cholam Brei Pri Agafen. But it doesn't say anything about Shetikuros and Mikrei Kodesh. So how can you say that he's referring to Kiddush HaKodesh? So how then is the Gemara's Teretz a Teretz? Nishkin Teretz. As Teretz is Moadei Hashem need Kiddush Beis and Shabbos Brachos doesn't. זה בכלל לא הנושא פה. וכזה צריך ביאור מה שאמרו בגמרא בדף דלת עמוד א' במסכת ראש השנה. עמוד המשנה says there in קידוש החודש. ראש בייזין ראש בייזין מקודש מקודש. ומרקל says וידבר משה מועדי השם. So מכאן that the ראש בייזין says מקודש. In other words, Moshe was the ראש בייזין, עין שם במאירי. And וידבר משה מועדי השם is saying Mekudesh an Rosh Chodesh. Yafeh me'od. The only problem is, it says Vaydaber Moshe Moadei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael. Where do you see Mekudesh? Mazin yana Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is just a hechatimsi liyom shebo yishno moed. As ech mitparesh pasuk al hashvui de Rosh Chodesh. How is the pasuk talking about what you're doing on Rosh Chodesh? Bechalat the mashmos of the pasuk, very difficult Gemara. Gemara says that Vaydaber Moshe Moadei Hashem is Mekudesh. Ma pitom? He's not saying Mekudesh here. He's talking about the Moed itself. As mize nira'a she demad deshayni Moadei Hashem mishabbat bereishit v'yan kiddush haChodesh. That we made a distinction between Shabbos Bereishis and Kiddush HaChodesh, the Chiluk is not only Legabei Pe'ulat HaKiddush Shel Rosh Chodesh HaKodem LaMoed. Shebezeh HaYidei HaKiddush Yehachakach Moed. Ba'od Shel Shabbat Ein Tzrich Et Kiddush HaYom HaRishon Kidei Sheyeze Yom HaShvi'i. That the Chiluk is not only Legabei Pe'ulat HaKiddush of Rosh Chodesh that precedes the Moed. Where through Kiddush, afterwards we're going to have a Moed, and Shabbos doesn't require Kiddush on Yom Rishon in order that it should be holy on the seventh day. Because this Lechor is not a Chiluk b'Shabbos of Moed Atzma, this Lechor is a Chiluk in what happens preceding them. Eli Yisodohu, b'Chiluk, sheyeshno bein ha-Moedim Atzman l'Shabbat Atzma. The distinction is between the Moedim themselves and Shabbos itself. Shemizeu ma shenovea sheShabbat ein tzarich shetavo mikoch haKiddush deBnei Yisrael uma sheein ken haMoedot uMishum deShabbat inyanahu beEtzem haBriah vaYezet halu tuliyai rak b'maase Hashem beBriat haOlam uBizman deShabbat. The Yisod is in the Chiluk that there is the distinction that there is between the Moedim themselves and Shabbos itself. And from there flows that Shabbos doesn't require Kiddush Beis Din from Bnei Yisrael, and the Moedim do. Because Shabbos, the Inyan of Shabbos is Be'etzem HaBriya. That's the reason the Lashon of Shabbos, Bereishis. What does it mean, Shabbos Bereishis? We're talking about Shabbos. What's the Shabbos Bereishis to show that this is from Bria Sa'olam? So it's interesting how in the Rabbeinu Gershom, or Agoyla, in the Chashbam and Bava Basra, and the Perush HaRosh, Ben Edorim, Hem Chipsu Tam Laze. As Yesh La'arich Baze, Aval Zeh HaNekuda. Afshar Lomar, that we're talking about the Bria. Shabbos is interwoven into the very Bria. Ve'al Yedei Zeh, Tluyahi rak b'maaseh Hashem b'briyat ha'olam. And therefore it's only totally in Maaseh Hashem. And ubizman de Shabbat, gam lu yitzu yuchas v'shalom, shelo yu b'nei Yisrael kayamim. Even if there's no Jewish people, but there's still Shabbos. There's still Shabbos. Because there's a God. And Hashem made Shabbos. Hashem came the Moedim. Melvad ma'adabayid l'chalot Shem Moed. Et. Akidush de Shamayim. Beteyom akavu ala oto Moed. Besides what we need for the Chalot Shem Moed. The sanctification of Shamayim. And the set day of the Moed. You also need the Guf Metzius of Bnei Yisrael. That only vis-a-vis them there is a Moed. And Memela. Meheyotam. Umikocham. It's only from their existence, from their being, that there is a moed v'chas v'shalom. If there are no Jewish people, chaser markiv ha'poel b'mehut shel ha'moedim shebal kolcheinu ba'olu b'nei Yisrael. That we would lack the essential ingredient that creates the essence of the moedim, which willy-nilly require b'nei Yisrael. And that's why all these me'ora'ot, all these events, all these episodes that happen are all about Bnei Yisrael. These happen to the Jewish people. Without the Jewish people, there'd be no Moed. So that's why it's connected to the Jewish people. Because you need the Jewish people to make the Moed, and you need the event to have happened to the Jewish people. V'kevan she'bnei Yisrael po'alim be'etzem mitziut ha'moed, since the Jewish people activate the very reality of the Moed, therefore they are nitna lehem gam asiyah b'fo'al be'ashvuyei d'moed. We are also given the concrete power to create this Moed, which is through Kiddush Rosh Chodesh, through only through which the Moed is made. Sherak al yado na'aseh ha'moed hatzarech et hazman ha'miyuchad lo. שבני ישראל הם הקרובים אותו כקידוש החודש והשנה שנמצא לפי זה. שאין ההבדל בין שבס למועד במה שכאן בא קידוש בייסדין. כאן אין צריך קידוש בייסדין. אלא שזוהי התוצאה ממה שבמהות המועדות ישנם בני ישראל בניגוד לשבת בראשית. So we are now given we are active partners in creating this moed. By being Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh. It's the only way we're going to have the Moed. Because Bnei Yisrael are Koveya, the Kiddush HaChodesh, the Shana. And without them, there's no Moed. So it emerges then, there's no difference between Shabbos and Moed insofar as that one requires Kiddush Beis Din and the other does not require Kiddush Beis Din. No. That's an outcome of the fact that the Jewish people are part and parcel of the essence of the Moedos. Moedos don't exist without the Jews, whereas Shabbos exists without the Jews. So since the reality is that there are no Moedos without the Jews, Memela, we create the Moed. Since the reality is there is Shabbos without the Jews, so we don't have to create Shabbos. V'yitachen b'zeh nafgamina l'ma shekatuv b'netivot ha'mishpat b'siman shin mem chet si'if katan dalet. Liyashev et mashe yiksha sham. It's a well-known nisivus. She'im no ma'ar, de lechumra, yesh shlichut la'akum, lamam rinan de amira la'akum b'shabbat, einayel ha'shavut. If you say that lechumra, that shlichus la'akum, that there is such a concept of shlichus for a goy. So why do we say that amira la'akum b'shabbos is only a shvus? Since there's a shliach l'dvar aveira, when the shliach is not a bar chiyuva, and there's shlichus la'akum, so shlucho kamosa, because he's our shliach l'dvar aveira, he's not a bar chiyuva, and if we hold shlichus la'akum l'chumra, he's our shliach, and there's chil Shabbos min haTorah. So how does the poskim say it's only a shvus, only the rabbanan? So the Nesivus writes that the Chiyuv Mishum Shlichus we would have, like when a coin says to Yisrael to be Makadish Agurusha for him, that she becomes Mekudeshes to a coin. But Bishul B'Shabbos, that the guy is allowed to be Mevashel, and there's no Aveira at all, there's no Chiyuv al Shlichus. Ayin Sham B'Divrei HaNesivus U'Mekubal L'Faresh HaKavana. So in the Yeshivas, they say Pshat in the Nesivus is that a mice of a guy on Shabbos is like a mice of a guy on the weekday. Because for him it's Bechal not Shabbos. And therefore, B'chai Gavna, it mityaches the Yisrael midin shlichus ma'is avoid of the chol. So what does the Jew get? The Jew gets a ma'is avoid of a weekday. And there's no Isser for the Jew. And with this, we can answer the Kasha of Rebbe Chanan and the Kovetz Aris and Simon Chesos Ha'ayin Shah. So the guy is doing Malacha. So it's in Bechal, it's like a Malacha on the chol. And Mashenkin, Kadesh Li Grusha, when a Kohen says to marry a Grusha for him, then now he gets this Kedusha Grusha for himself, which is an Aveira. There, if we say Shlichus, the Mishalech is Chayiv. We would say Shlichut Var Aveira, then the Mishalech would be Chayiv. V'talui b'mashe amarnu. Because we can say that Shabbos is a Metzius in the Bria. And a Maisa Akuman Shabbos is a Maisa B'Metzius Shel Shabbos. And it's not a Maisa Chol. And when the Maisa relates back to the Jew, we can say that there's an Isser. So the Isser Pshat Nesivus is that he's doing a Maisa of Chol. We can say no. That Shabbos is a Metzius in the Bria. And even a mice of a goy on Shabbos is a mice of a metzias on Shabbos. And when this relates back to the Jew, yesh b'zei yisr. Kayadua mea tshuvah shel apnei Yehoshua, b'yoridea b'simin gimel, tshuvah chasim sofer achayim pei dalet, b'simei rabin ezer simin esif yedalet, tshuvah siyayin kevor achayim simin rei sam b'chim asif katan vav. Shechepsu teirutzim achim l'kushya zol. And that's when maybe the reason they didn't like the Nesivus is Teretz is because of what we said. Shabbos and Metzias and the Bria, so how can you say it's a Maisa of Chol? But by Yantif, it's mamish nothing. Chen klapei Akum ain't kan klum. Shabbos and Metzias and the Bria, but as far as the guy is concerned, Yantif is not. And here the Nesivus is correct that you can't be Mechayiv b'chay Gavna on a Maisa of a guy. ולפי זה יש לומר, והנה במה שכתוב בפסוק ממדלת, וידבר משה את מועדי השם על בני ישראל, לכאורה מיתר הקרא. בכל הפסוק ממדלת is superfluous, because it's already written at the beginning of the parasha that Moshe was מצטב לדבר את כל זה על בני ישראל. Of course he said it. And that's why we have in the Torah's Kohanim from the Tanoim, שהפסוק בא ללמד that you say דברי פסח על פסח, דברי חג בחג, or דחייס שבס בוחו קורבן עשה מוידים. עין שם. הקורפנם נספסק is מיותר. וכן עוד יקשר זה, seeing the Malbim on the Torah's Koyanim, that my שנה, where it says the end of Parashas Modos in Pinchas, 31, ויאמר משה על בני ישראל, ככל אשר ציווה השם את משה. Just in general, it says that Moshe said whatever God told him. Whereas here, Nitparesh b'miyuchad she'ad diboro shel Moshe et mo'adei Hashem b'lo b'stoma. שזה כאשר ציווה השם את משה. So why does it go here into detail, specific, and say he spoke the Moedim as opposed to Parashas Pinchas, where it doesn't say anything about the Moedim, it just says in general, he said what Hashem told him to say. וביותר צריך ביאור, הלשון של מועדי השם, זה משמע רק דיבור שיש מועדות, וראי קרוא בציוויים ודינים, בחיובים. It's mashma that he just said, yeah, they're going to be these holidays. You know, Brits go, I'm going on a holiday. There was a British lady. One day she gave birth to two Brits. Two little sweet boys, Jewish boys. And then a week later she had two more Brits. Meaning, Bris Milas. In any event, the Torah only tells us to say that there are such, they're Moedim, but that's not the Vort. The Vort is that they're Tzivuyim, they're Chiyuvim, the different details. But it's mashma, no, he didn't tell them the details, he just told them that there are holidays. So why is the Pasuk told it in the fact that it's Moedei Hashem? Also here in Parshas, Emol, it says a lashon of Dibur, Aydaber. And there in Parshas Pinchos, it says a different lashon. The lashon is a lashon of amira. So I know you're at the edge of your seats. There's a metach mod gavoa. As bezrat Hashem, anachnu netaretz dakushiot ba shiur haba. Ve'az anachnu netkadem benavin et advarim. Benere bezrat Hashem neflaot. Ani mod mitragesh. לקראת המשך הדברים. ואני מודה לכם מאוד מאוד שהאזנתם. ובינתיים למדנו דברים חשובים, ברוך השם. דיוקים בפסוק, היסוד של הנתיבות, החילוק בין שבת ליום טוב, היסוד, סוד ההבדל בין קידוש שבת לקידוש המועדים, ששבת זה לא תלוי בבני ישראל, לכן לא צריך קידוש בני ישראל. יום טוב זה תלוי במציאות בני ישראל, ולכן זה תורי גם בקידוש בני ישראל. מושג של שבת בראשית, שזה מובנה לתוך מרקם העולם, בריאת העולם. אוקיי, מורי ורבותיי, נא להישאר עמנו, ובעזרת השם, נמשיך ונראה נפלאות מתורת השם יתברך שמו. תודה רבה רבה, שלום שלום הרבה איתי, מורי ורבותיי.